It's just there if you want to just start anywhere on the clock and say, okay, that's 12.
So is he running a B&B now? Is that how he's making extra income since he retired?
He could. That's definitely a source of income he could look to if he wanted to.
Did you see weird hooks on the ceiling that might...
I did not, no.
It's good. Don't want to.
Did he bring out the special chair for you to look at?
Well, I never laid eyes upon the special chair, but he took the chair with us down to Florida. Oh. He had it wrapped. Oh. He had it packed up in the carrying case.
He was expecting something going on at Disney then.
Well, he didn't rule it out, even though he told Granny that this is not going to be a sex weekend.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
This is not going to be a sex weekend.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat Ones. This is episode 2811 of the BFO for Monday the 5th of November 2018. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell y'all about the weekend. Plus, I've got big news about Granny Big Fatty. Prepara's Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you better be prepara's as you are preparing for Election Day tomorrow. Tomorrow, the 6th of November in the U.S. of A, is Election Day. And y'all, I don't care what your political preference is or anything. I just think that if you're going to be a responsible American citizen, that you ought to get off your ass and go vote. Big Fatty, you tell them. And what you do in the voting booth is your business. It's nobody else's business. But I do think and I feel strongly that... Everybody should exercise a right that we take advantage or we take for granted, and you need to take advantage of it. So, Big Fatty, would you like to play the Get On Your Soapbox music? You know, it's in the public domain. No, I don't think so. That's no. I'll just tell everybody about the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. Yo, last time I spoke to you was Thursday afternoon when I recorded the Friday little show. y'all and Durwood and Granny, y'all, we all decided that we were going to go have some supper together. You know, they had invited me to go with them on Hump Day night, you know, Halloweeny, and y'all, it was too much. It was just too much. And so I was delighted to be able to accept the Thursday evening supper invitation. Durwood needed to go to the Sam's Club also. And y'all, Granny just, we got in there, and y'all, he started sundowning or sunsetting or whatever it's called. Y'all, he just started walking around, just wandered off, and so we, Durwood and I, got what all the stuff that Durwood needed to get, and y'all used the app and everything, and you know, Granny was not to be found, so I sent him a testimonium. Okay, we're leaving now, and he said okay, but never saw him, and you know, I'm on the way back to getting Durwood's truck, and here comes Granny. Wah! You know, so anyway, y'all, it's just sad. But y'all, we were sitting here before Durwood arrived, and Y'all, you know, I've mentioned before that Granny has, the past couple of times we've been out to the Dudley Do-Rights, Granny has not been shaving his head. He's just kind of letting his hair grow, and y'all, and he's wearing a hat. He's just wearing a hat, and y'all, he kind of just looks like a mad scientist or something. And Betty the mad scientist. And I've been given permission to give the breaking news about Granny.
When you are as old as I, my dear, and I hope that you never are.
Granny says that he has said this to me before, but y'all, I don't recall hearing it. Y'all, Granny has decided to get a toupee. He's gonna be cutting a rug. Y'all, he pulled out his phone and he showed me these videos of toupees, and y'all, I gotta admit, the videos were kind of impressive, because you know it looked like, and you know, he's like, oh, it's all human hair, and I just thought I'd give it a try. And but y'all, it's all these young people that have you know, missing the hair in the center of their head, and y'all, and it's you know, it's quite impressive from the videos. Well, y'all, Granny has decided, and he has ordered himself a toupee. And so, y'all, this has been the topic of discussion. And y'all, so I've been, Derwood evidently knew about it. I guess I was just kind of out of the loop, or I just, you know, it just didn't sink in with me when he said he was going to do this. But, you know, it makes sense. And he's found a hairstylist that can... that blended in to, and that's why he's letting the hair grow out around the side of his, on the sides of his head, so that so they can blend it in and all this kind of stuff. And he's found someone, a homosexual, that's gonna do it for him and everything. But y'all, we went out Saturday night, and y'all, he let out the bombshell. And y'all, I know you're thinking, wait a minute, there's more? But y'all, there is more. Y'all, I said, well, Granny, how much is this thing costing you? $27.99. Granny! And y'all, $27.99, not $2,799. Penny. But y'all, we went out and we had supper. Where did we go to supper? We went to a new little barbecue place. It was okay. It wasn't great, but it's no Swick and Swine, that's for sure. But anyway, y'all on for right. Y'all, it's just a quiet day here in Fat Acres. Y'all, I did go on two nipple walks, as y'all, the weather got chilly on for right and Saturday. And y'all, so I decided I was gonna walk up by the circle again. You know, that's where I got lost coming home last time. Well, y'all, I went around the circle, but I went the opposite direction so I wouldn't get lost this time. And y'all, I walked around the circle and everything, and y'all, I got lost again. Betty, speaking of sundowning, I tell you what was happening is there were some cute boys playing the frisbee golf, and I was looking at them rather than watching the street signs. But y'all, I walked right past where I was supposed to turn, and rather than turning too early, I turned too late this time. So anyway, I finally made it back to Fat Acres, and then for right. at night, y'all. It was just quiet. It was quiet, y'all. I did have two of my regular gentleman callers get in touch with me, but both were like, "Oh, Big Reddy, we need to get together soon." And I said, "Yes, we do." So y'all, hopefully, this coming week, there'll be some gentleman caller reports to pass along, but y'all, it's nice to be missed, so to speak. And then on Saturday, y'all got up again, chilly. My willy was chilly, and did my two nipple walks on Saturday. I did two nipple walks Friday also, but y'all, I was hell bent and determined that I was going to not fuck it up. Ready? And y'all, I went back up to the circle and I came right back the way it was supposed to happen, y'all. So I have now mastered the circle. Yes, Big Fatty. And did all of that. And let's see, what did I do on Saturday, y'all? Just kind of piddled around the villa here, and y'all. Then I was on that Stick It With a Poke. let's see who all was there with us. It was Blind Guy Jay and Jim and Gavin and me, and y'all. Was a nice crowd in the chat room. Mr. Mike had some lovely pone. That Ed Gong came in at near the end, y'all. I think he got his daylight saving time screwed up because he came in right at the end, and so anyway. And y'all, speaking of that, the BFO, you know, if you're not in the U.S. of A., the BFO is still dropping at 12:30 a.m. in the morning, but yo, that may affect where you are if you didn't switch from daylight saving time. Yes, Big Fatty, Miss Beaver is who you're talking to. That and Straight Bob and you know, yes, Big Fatty and Artigris and Scotty and yes, Big Fatty and the Shy Yeti and did we forget anybody? I'm sure we did, but. Anyway, y'all, then after that, y'all, we went to a bar. It's a mixed bar, but they allow smoking in the bar, which I don't really care for. But y'all, we went there for a change, and y'all, I don't really need to go back there. One of the reasons we went is because with that early drag show at the Dudley Do-Rights, y'all, they play the music so loud you can't hear to have a conversation or anything like that. So we'll have to see how it all plays out. Then y'all came home, and then Sunday I've had a lovely day, y'all. Did you remember to set your clocks back? Did you fall back on Saturday night? You know, Mr. Cackle, he loves to be reminded about things like his doctor's appointments and things like that. So I told him I was going to have to remind him to make sure he moved his clocks back. Y'all, it took me about an hour to move all the clocks back. So that pretty much used up the hour that I got. But y'all, it was nice waking up, and y'all, it's been kind of overcast and all. Y'all, did my first nipple walk of the day. Y'all, I counted. There are still 58 homes that have some sort of Halloween-y decorations up. And y'all, believe it or not, there's one house that's already put up icicle lights and a crema wreath on their door. So y'all, with the chains of seasons, yes, Big Fatty, it's kind of like being out in Walnut Hills. Gay crema goes down and big crema goes up. And y'all, I've talked to my mother, and y'all, that pretty much was the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty.
Yeah,
Jesse, y'all noticed on that Stick It With a Poke on Saturday night, y'all, that there's lots of celebrations of exiting the birth canal this week and next week. And y'all come to find out there's evidently a lot of fucking that goes on in the middle of February. Yes, Big Fatty, Valentine's sex. Yes, I guess so. But y'all, today, the 5th of November, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, you've heard Big Fatty speak of this dear friend many, many times. Y'all, he is the other half of his favorite dancing girl, Olive. Y'all, it is none other than Miss Kitty. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Miss Kitty! It's true, and So, y'all, I don't know. Miss Kitty used to be on the 20, Charleston Kitty, I think. But I don't know if Miss Kitty is on the 20 anymore, but you can check it out. And I don't know if he's on the face space or not either. So, y'all, if all else fails, just post a little something over there at the BFO if you want to. But y'all, I want you all to join me in wishing Miss Kitty a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope his favorite dancing girl, Olive, pops out of a cake and cuts him a rug. No, cuts him a big old piece of that cake. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I meant to tell you on Saturday, y'all, there was a late arriving gay crema cat, and y'all, it's from Francie, and y'all, we're just going to open it up right now. Yes, Big Fatty, never too late for a gay crema card. Y'all, let's just see where, y'all, oh, dear Gussie, y'all, there's all kinds of stuff falling out of it. It says, whew, dude, seriously, and y'all, it's a man and a black cat walking behind the Grim Reaper, and y'all, he appears to have been tooting, and y'all, they're little pumpkins, little glitter pumpkins on the inside that are all cut out and everything, and it says on Halloween, beware of the Grim Ripper, that's you. And it says, dear Big Fatty, with love and a laugh, Francie, hug poodle and squeaky kitty. Oh, Big Fatty! And so, Francie, thank you so much for that. And I just better late than never. And y'all, I can't believe I didn't have any repeats on gay crema cards this year. Big Fatty. And y'all, you know, I told you I opened a gay crema card from Julie last week. And it had a little note on the inside. Oh, dear Gussie. And Julie, I'm happy that the... y'all, Julie's been going through a little bit with things in her life, but she was saying that the BFO gave her 20 minutes of happiness every day, and it just helped, gave her a chance to clear her mind of different things and all. And Julie, I understand that. So anyway, and I'm happy to have helped in my little way. Yes, Big Fatty, very little. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Lotzel, and Dr. Stone, what do you think of Granny's new toupee?
This is not going to be a sex weekend.
Oh, you never know. A full head of hair might attract, who knows?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.